by they, I mean you.
Right.
Okay, so obviously, Friday, big news here, and this is the culmination of obviously the Federal Bureau of Investigation months long deal here. A raid at Mar-a-Lago, 6:30 a.m. Friday morning.
Right.
Why would they raid Mar-a-Lago, you ask? I mean, the home of the now deposed former president. Exiled in shame, single term, lame duck.
Especially with Trump saying all they had to do was ask.
They did, actually. And then
apparently they've been asking for months.
And at some point also between asking and going, they also sent the FBI over there to add an extra lock to a storage room. Wrap your mind around lock? That. No, we want our own lock on this room.
Oh, right. Yeah,
while these subpoenas are being figured out.
Yeah, you would think.
So let's talk about espionage. What is espionage?
Well, espionage is giving information to, another country, another entity. But it's part of the Espionage Act also is... treating documents in an unsafe way. And that's more what I think they're going on with that.
That doesn't mean like no seatbelts. That means, people are touching them and eyeballing them and shouldn't be.
Yeah. I haven't heard that that's actually happening. It's just so many people hanging around Mar-a-Lago that, could possibly have access to this stuff wherever it was at. I keep hearing basement, but I don't know if that's been...
Basements, closets, bedrooms, yeah. Specific, right. Basically not archives and not where it's supposed to be. So
right. And the idea is that nuclear codes are supposed to be never leave certain secure government.
Well, none of the material taken by the FBI should have been there. None of it.
That's right.
So, and there were 13, between 13 and 20 boxes of material. Like all levels of security clearance material. So classified, top secret, and this other code, like a top secret of the top secret kind of thing. Right. So the FBI is now fingerprinting every page to see who touched it.
Good. Yeah, they have to.
Right.
They have to.
You remember Reality Winners? Course, you remember her?
No.
Okay. She was convicted of espionage. One page. She took one page of classified material. Not top secret. It's a strange name, Reality Winners. That's her actual name, too. It's an odd name.
I don't remember this name.
Well, because it's a strange headline. I don't think it went around because the headline is weird because of the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, which reality show? So I think it kind of didn't get traction. Nonetheless, convicted of espionage, one page of material, classified, not top secret, 4 years in prison.
Yeah.
No negotiation,
Sounds like she did well.
they're very inflexible on espionage,
Yeah.
And rightly so. I think it's it leads you down some slippery slopes, right?
Certainly. I mean, I think it gets overused sometimes, but certainly there's stuff that definitely needs to be, played close to the vest.
Close to the vest. Speaking of Trump, obviously Trump issues a very strong denial, which in Trump fashion was basically saying, yes, I did it. And so did Obama.
Right.
Yes, I did it. It's no big. Well, first of all, yes, I did it. It's no big deal. And so did Obama.
That, of course, is a straight up demonstrable lie.
Oh, no. I'm misquoting again. It's no big deal. They weren't big deal documents. They could have had them anytime they wanted. All they had to do was ask. Obama did it.
Yeah.
Except that we should look into that because it's bad. Maybe he did nuclear stuff. So his denial
Obama did not do that.
So the denial for Trump is always, yes, I did it. It's not a big deal. And so did
Obama. And blame somebody else.
And so did Obama. Or so did,
yeah, right, you
know,
right.
So did Hillary. So did.
Yeah. Which she never did. He never did.
This is not stealing money from a children's cancer charity. Okay. It's not something you can just shuffle under the rug. You know, this isn't a scam university. You know.
You wouldn't know that to listen to Republicans. They're losing their shit over this one.
Well, they better make a decision because that MAGA plane is on in flames and diving quickly. So it's there's only a certain number of parachutes.
I like the post that was, what's so scary about all of this is it could happen to any of us who stole nuclear documents.
Yeah, exactly. If any of us who commit, you know. And here's the thing. I don't like throwing around the T word. You know what I mean?
Traitor.
Treason.
Treason.
I think it's derelict to throw that word around in any way, really.
Well, it's been so overused, and so that weakens it. But it's also such a specific legal term that it's not useful in most situations that people want to use it in those terms.
But it is a very serious charge to level as well.
Right.
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 With serious consequences as well.
So it requires an overt act against the government.
Correct.
Possibly the sicking a armed mob against the vice president could be considered such an act.
Transmitting, I'm just pulling this example out of my ass, not from something that actually happened, Robert Hansen. You know, sometimes transmitting, and all he did was transmit, like, hey, here's our procedures for continuity of government.
Right.
Here's what happens when a nuclear war starts. And he gave that information to the Soviets. Right.
Right.
And,
what did he get?
Forever.
Yeah.
He got forever.
Yeah, so nobody's really talking the T word at this.
I'm saying that's treason.
Stage,
okay,
though.
So what was not treason, the act of treason wasn't really necessarily so much what he did, it was the gravity of the information that was transmitted. Okay?
Right.
He could have given them any number of things and might have escaped, you know, forever. Right? But it was continuity of government. It was stuff that could cause a clear and present danger, right? So I'm thinking about the 20 boxes at Mar-a-Lago, right? And some of them marked top secret and super top secret.
Sure.
Why did he have those there?
Well, and that's something that nobody is saying. I haven't seen anybody trying to say why they were there on either side.
Okay, I have.
Oh, yes, please.
There's a couple of working, I wouldn't call them theories, really. I don't think they rise to the level of theory.
Okay.
But they do rise to the level of being said.
Okay.
You know, and the first one would be the payment that was made to Jared Kushner some years ago now from the Saudis.
Sure.
$2 billion investment into,
right,
into him, basically. And it seemed aberrant at the time. It seemed ridiculous. It seemed like a payoff, but payoff for what? You know? Do you know what I mean? Like there was nothing. You couldn't say it was a payoff because there seemed to be no payoff at that moment.
Well, it was. He was starting a company, and so they were investing.
Sure.
Although it was a really unusual investment in a really unusual business scheme.
It's the equivalent of a you know, like the son of the son-in-law of the mayor. You know, oh, he wants to start a business. I'm going to start a restaurant. Okay, here's $2.5 million to start your hot dog stand. That's what it was. $2 billion.
Right.
You know, yeah, so yeah, it seems exorbitant, but then when you find out about all these documents, then it kind of seems like maybe it was something else. So that's theory one.
Sure. Right?
Theory two is dig up Ivana Trump. Dig up her grave. Dig it up.
Really?
Oh, for real. Because a 73-year-old woman does not need 10 pallbearers. And the fact that are you following this now?
So the coffin was a little heavy, you're saying?
The coffin was more than a little. Six is standard. Six. If she was not a heavy woman, six is standard. Eight is regal. 10 is that thing is stuffed with boxes. And he buried it on his golf course. Does anybody not see how this gets more creepy and bizarre the more you open it up? That's theory number two.
Okay.
So there's some documents that are in the coffin. That's the theory. That's the working theory there.
Well, right. So, which is interesting and certainly, you know, brings, you know, thoughts to mind. However, what we do know is enough. That's amazing stuff. What we do know, the box is there. And, you know, why the, you know, the people, the FBI went after him, and the Department of Justice went after it. All of that is known. The warrants had been released. Obstruction.
Even better, the judge, the guy that signed off, the FBI director, all the people at pivot points to make this stop or happen were all his guys.
Yeah.
You know how fucking guilty? Do you know how fucking guilty you gotta be?
So I understand, and this is one of the things that give me hope, was that so many of the judges in the election fraud cases that they tried to pull were Trump appointees, and not one of them signed off on the suits. And so many of the election officials were Republicans. Raffensperger, for instance, did not sign off on the deal. They're people who are basically honest, I think, is the deal. They just happen to be Republicans, right? And they would not go for it. So that gives me some hope against a lot of stuff that does not give me hope.
I think the powers that be, Democrat and Republican, were more than satisfied to have Trump challenge the election, draw a shadow over everything, ruin it all for 4 years, because it was drawing more people into politics ultimately. I think they were all happy to make as much money as they could off of him while he was putting his foot in his mouth and shitting all over the place. They were happy. The moment that those people stormed the Capitol and there was a moment where it was like, holy shit, are we going to get executed here? I think that's the moment that the real powers would be flipped.
Oh, well, that was absolutely. As a matter of fact, it was Lindsey Graham who made a really impassioned statement against Trump on the 6th. I'm done with this guy, is what he said.
Right.
And, you know, the next day he's down there kissing the ring. But we got him on record saying he was done with this guy.
You know,
it did give him a moment. Some have, you know, gone back, but not all of them.
The reason this is a felony punishable by prison, of course, is because for citizen Trump, is because President Trump made it that way, which is crazy. Also, do you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
The first charge, the mishandling charge, would not have been a felony had not he made that a felony to try to go after Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So the whole thing is, it's almost getting really Shakespearean, and it's almost getting like almost hokey a little bit, like Game of Thronesy in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like, why would it work
Game
out?
Game of Thronesy, definitely, yeah.
Like, we were at the gates of hell, right? And now it's going to all turn around. Trump's going away.
Is he?
This is it. There's no way you can beat this. 20 boxes? No way.
Well, so
this is 45 years. If it's
David Brooks of the New York Times, he's basically their Republican guy, but he's generally pretty rational person. He's afraid that Trump was going down, but the FBI raid has reinvigorated his base. And the numbers do suggest that poll numbers on Trump's approval have gone up since the raid, actually a bunch.
Okay, well, good.
Amongst Republicans.
Well, good. You can stuff his commissary. Do you know what I mean? Because it's 40. It's 40. That's a long stretch.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And this net's going to get cast wide. You think it's just going to be... Here's my question. How long before he's the pictures of him being led away in cuffs? What's your over-under on that? Because it's all set now. They did the warrant. They executed it. They got the materials. It's finished now. So how long do we have to wait for that?
Well, there's so many. I mean, this is just one case. The, the espionage and obstruction case is just one.
Okay, but on espionage, that's a pickup. That's not a here's a summons to appear. You know what I mean? They go pick you up for espionage.
Right?
Right.
And the fact that they did it at all shows how serious the FBI is taking it. But then, Republicans are, the FBI is weaponized against Republicans.
It's his appointee running it.
Yeah,
it's his guy. So I don't understand. Did they flip him? It's part of the story's missing. If the FBI is against him, what happened to Schmedley?
Well, it's because it's nonsense. That's why. Otherwise, we could go after Republicans under the RICO Act or something.
Right.
But that's not what's happening. If you break the law, well, you might get the FBI on your tail.
And here's the thing. The timing is great because you wait another 10 years, all of Florida is underwater anyway. So, right. Do you know what I mean? All those documents would have been washed away.
That's right. He's beachfront.
Everything's beachfront now. Even stuff that's a half a mile back, you know?
Oh, did you hear about the mega flood in California that's coming? I mean, it's not coming tomorrow.
Did you see the climate projections? I mean, did you see the swell, the heat swell? There's a heat swell in the Pacific, the ocean. There's a giant balloon of water that's like 9 degrees hotter than it should be. Right.
Right.
So that's not a weather issue. That's a living things in the ocean issue. Like they're already saying that could lead to a die-off.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, 1 or 2 degrees leads to die-off. I mean, that's what's going on with the reef.
You know, do you remember the time?
Coral reef.
Remember the time before all of this when, people would talk about apocalypse, like, how will the world end? But there was some nostalgia to it because you really didn't know which of the things would happen, right? And so it was kind of hard to fear it if you kind of...
It always seemed distant.
Well, in the sense that either none seemed more possible than any of the others. So then it was like, why am I going to be afraid of, a super volcano if that's not going to happen, if that's not going to be the thing? Now there's like 30 things all happening at once.
Yeah.
And each one of them on their own is enough.
Well, I remember number one on the doomsday list was a virus.
Right.
Look at us.
Yeah, we're monkeypoxing all over the place.
Oh, I last time I was kind of flip about monkeypox, and that was premature. At the time, though, they were talking about it like it was the next COVID, and I looked at the numbers, and it was there's just a few hundred cases. So they're really gone overboard on this. So I was kind of flip about it, but it turns out that there's thousands now, and they're rising fast.
10,000. Yeah.
And so...
Hey, here's something even more disturbing than that. New York City wastewater? Polio.
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 Yeah.
Right.
It's back.
It's back. It's back.
The anti-vax crowd.
So... I mean, what? Black Death? Like, what are we... What's missing? Yeah.
So many things.
So even in one subcategory of virus, right, there's too many choices, even in that category.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, COVID doesn't give a shit, just continues to run it. By the way, we have COVID forever. That's it.
Sure.
Hey, did you catch COVID? Yeah.
However, it's not the COVID that first appeared.
This isn't your grandfather's COVID.
Right.
Back when I was a kid, COVID was legit. We had bodies, morgue. We had a morgue full of bodies.
Yeah, you had to ram a tube down your throat.
Okay, but in all seriousness, okay, so virus apocalypse, the climate apocalypse is happening. It's upon us.
And moving faster than even Al Gore told us in the 90s.
It turns out Al Gore was part of the evil team, as it turns out. Trying right. to exactly. If you look at the numbers and projections, not only was they were they off, they were way off. We were supposed to have 12 more years, right? And now they're saying 17 months.
Yeah.
So that's different. But you know, that's a factor of what, 9? You know what I mean? So what are you doing? And even within climate, you know, it could be any number of things. So it's just a smorgasbord of apocalypse.
And let alone European war.
Anne Heche is dead. Oh, Jamie Lee. Was it Jamie Lee Curtis? No. Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, right.
God, died, I hope I just didn't doom Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
She's up there.
Shut up. Let's move past it. Olivia Newton-John, right?
I know. I actually like her.
Anne Heche.
Right.
Did I mention?
I like her too. Yeah, she's brain dead. Have they closed the door on that one? That, you know, just officially dead now?
She was brain dead on Friday, they said. So now they're just organizing organ.
It's right. It's clear she's gone.
She was an organ donor, so they're organizing that, keeping her in stasis.
Keeping her right.
Right.
Yeah. So she's gone.
She has left us and will provide, you know, enhanced life for a number of people through her, you know, designation to be an organ donor. So. You know, I know people are like, some people are willy-nilly about it, but, you know, it's pretty meaningful for somebody when they get, you know, a cornea, for example. Or how do you feel about that? You're Mormon, so you're against.
No, I'm a donor.
Are you really?
When I go, anything you can use, take it.
I'm worried that as an organ donor that I'm going to go in there and they're going to be like, oh, look, this fucking kidney's perfect for that rich guy. Hey,
I know.
Hey, Thurston. I know. Hey, I got you. I got it. You know, I got the kidney here.
Yeah. And, you know, you hear about people being killed for their organs
right.
in other countries.
Right.
So, you know, I suppose you raise a possibility. I don't think it happens that much, honestly, you know. So I'm not too worried about, and I think, you know, I'm probably not going to take any. I'm old enough that they probably don't want anything I got at this point, so.
Okay, I don't think it works. I don't think it works that way, but,
okay.
You know, your old cornea is still better than, you know, a cornea that's all botched, you know.
Right.
Right.
And I'm in pretty good shape too
Your skin too for burn victims. I know this isn't exciting to talk about, but I'm just saying some people are willy-nilly about it because they don't trust doctors, you know what I mean? And probably some of that's earned, you know.
Okay, so a lot so not trusting institutions and not trusting government, that's one of the problems that we're having right now.
Right.
Is that everybody thinks, well, I mean, basically Republicans think that the government is against them.
Right. And Democrats think that about Republican politicians. So we all think it then fashion or the other. Right.
But I'm reminded of, if they're really after you, is it paranoid to think so? You know, so.
Well, no, I think about just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that they're not after you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
However, and they are trying, Republicans are trying to say, hey, Democrats, are raising questions about, I mean, the guy that tried to kill or went to Kavanaugh's house armed.
Right.
And I don't know, they make a much bigger deal out of and they're not saying anything about Black Lives Matter riot. It said, you know, what's this on the people breaking into the Capitol? They're trying to make equivalents there.
False equivalencies, right.
It's totally false. So between Republican and Democrat, problems with overreach by the government, it looks like to me, although I will say this, look at what Biden has been able to get done.
Sure.
$1.2 trillion infrastructure deal, $1.9 trillion COVID relief, and now the $0.75 trillion in Inflation Reduction Act. Who would have thunk?
Right.
He's getting stuff. And gas prices.
He's slowly coming down. Sure.
Well, the deal is there. The president can usually do very little about the cost of a barrel of oil. But he went to the Saudis and got a 30% production increase from the Saudis.
Right.
That's what's doing most of the heavy lifting on getting it's him. It was him. He right. did it.
And of course, so, that'll be used to attack him in
sure, of course.
A few years. Oh, look, you're in bed with the Saudis.
Right?
Meanwhile, so, $2 billion to Kushner.
And Saudis, yeah. I mean, have it go hat in hand, too.
I think it's time in this world where we stop accusing each other of being in bed with the Saudis and just accept the fact that the Saudis are in bed. You know what I mean? It's
right.
One way or the other.
The way to get them out of bed, though, is reduce the necessity of gas.
Right. And you have some very powerful special interests there. So
exactly.
And we've
so that'll be, you know, something that has to happen for a while.
But if he's convicted, the first charge, the mishandling charge, that felony,
yeah.
You're banned from public office for 10 years for that. So I would say that, you know, 30 boxes of material, probably you're going to get the mishandling, right? So Trump is out of the equation for 2024.
I would think so.
Completely
However,
out.
There's,
out.
There's so many people that think that that's the U.S. government being weaponized against Republicans. Not against Trump, against Republicans.
Right.
Nearly every elected official, not elected, but primaried winner in Arizona is saying exactly that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because two very interesting things happened election-wise in the past week in Arizona and in Kansas.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Kansas shooting down the abortion bill.
Right.
By a huge, huge percentage. So many points over, how Trump did pretty well in Kansas. And then in Arizona, the exact opposite. Arizona is now ground zero for MAGA. All of the MAGA election denying candidates got elected. All of them. They swept. Yeah.
There are some progressives, and I don't have a list in front of me right now, but there are some progressives that won their primaries as well. So there will be an interesting showdown between MAGA and not just Democrats, but progressives in the coming election.
It was super close. And, you know, man, the gas was really expensive. People in Arizona don't have money like people in California. It was, you know what I mean? It got tight a little bit there. So I'm worried about November in Arizona.
It's dropped $1 a gallon.
Which is great. I remember
it
when.
It is great.
You know,
it certainly has to take some of the wind out of their sails.
I mean, I remember seeing $3 a gallon of gas in California and being like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. How do people live out here?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, think about me. The first gallon of gas I ever bought, I paid 18 cents for.
Jeez. And came with a hot dog and a coupon for a steak. It came with 100 pounds of rice.
Yeah. The point is, I don't know why Democrats are so critical of Biden, and I'm not sure that they are, but it seems like it, though, because his approval ratings are not very high.
Right.
39%, I think it is now. The next poll number should show some approval of him going up, I would think.
He's just he's super old. I mean, that's the deal.
That's the big problem, I think.
It's hard to get excited. It's hard to get excited for him.
Sure. And some of this is, what do we want for 2024? Do we want him again, you know?
And that's another thing.
I wouldn't be against it.
Well, yeah, but if it's not going to be that, see, that's the thing. To be successful, you need to start now, right? But if you start now, it's selling him out early.
Sure. And so that's why.
So it's a catch 22.
The Democratic Party can really say, hey, I'm going to go for it.
No, you have to run through the midterms, and then you have to have him almost immediately announce not seeking reelection, and then start putting the person out in front. If it's Kamala, you know, however that works, you know, start.
Right. And
yeah.
So that's, for some people anyway, that's presumptive, but I don't think it is for every Democrat either. So
whoever it is, you need you need that full 2 years. You need it. You're going to need it.
Sure. And once again, like I say, I'm not totally against it. The guy knows what he's doing. He's gotten this stuff done in this polarized political environment. It's kind of amazing, really.
Well, these are bipartisan spending bills to some extent. So I think it's a positive thing. I think, you know, people want to do, I think people, the Republicans see that the end of MAGA is coming. So it's time to start getting back to business as usual, which is rubbing each other's backs kind of deal.
I didn't see what happened in the House. Did any Republicans vote for the Inflation Reduction Act there? I don't think they did. They certainly didn't in the Senate.
Yeah, it's straight party lines. Marjorie Taylor Greene put
forth. It's only bipartisan because Manchin and Sinema got aboard.
Marjorie Taylor Greene put forth an impeachment article against Merrick Garland.
Sure.
Right.
So. Sure. Well, so her first day in office, it's Joe Biden's first day in office, and it was near the beginning of her term. She put impeachment bill against him. It right. didn't go anywhere, of course. But right. one day in office, and abuse of power, she charged Biden with.
Yeah, one day.
So he abused his power by getting elected, I guess. Which she doesn't think he did.
Yeah, she's a peach.
A Georgia peach. I saw what you did there.
Yeah, it was nice, right? but Merrick Garland, though, I mean, it's kind of, see, this is why it's like kind of Shakespearean, like, you know, the Merrick Garland story arc, you know what I mean? Like getting blocked as a Supreme Court nominee, right?
Right.
In a politically motivated move, you know, waiting in the wings, brooding. Plotting his
right,
revenge.
And that's kind of the Republican narrative. He's out for revenge.
Sure. He got his opportunity, too.
But temperamentally, he doesn't really sound like that kind of person. He
doesn't seem that way. No.
Yeah. No. He's just so by the book and so...
Like so annoyingly by the book.
Yeah.
Right.
Not an exciting or excitable person.
Exactly who you would want as Attorney General, actually.
Right?
Right.
Somebody who's just dedicated to the law.
In fact, I remember...
And wherever that goes.
Hey, I remember being very critical of Merrick Garland because he didn't immediately abuse his power and go after his... You know what I mean? Like the moment he seized power at the DOJ?
Right. What's he waiting for?
What the hell is he waiting for? What are they going to do to him? Go after everybody. That's what I was thinking. And so then a year passed.
And... plodding along, and then boom.
And then all of this kind of somehow is traced back to Alex Jones's trial. Are you following this story arc?
Was the the
Alex Jones trial with the cell phone?
So bizarre.
Like that might have pushed. I mean,
the cell phone?
Yeah, like Alex Jones.
Oh, all the documents on all the text messages.
Yes. And I mean, they're thinking the Mar-a-Lago thing is tied to that event as well. Like that was like they got information from that phone that I'm telling you that, well, that phone is a treasure
trove. It was such a mistake on the part of his lawyers that could there be a mistrial as a result?
I mean, you can't, can you sell, I mean, I'm sure technically you can torpedo your own trial to get a mistrial, but I mean, this, seemed, this is dropping a nuclear
case,
weapon.
Though, and so I don't think that really counts in the civil case.
If you put it into discovery, it's in discovery. You know what I mean? It's like you can't right? You can't close the barn door. You know, it's over.
Yeah, it looks like they did everything right as far as when the lawyer got this stuff and said, "Hey, you just send us a bunch of stuff here off the cell phone. Are you sure you want to do that?" And he didn't respond.
Right.
The lawyer did not respond.
Nope.
Probably saw, "Oh, this is the opposing attorney. Don't even need to look at that."
Right. Yeah, there's your stuff, asshole. This guy's trying to rub it in, Alex. You believe this?
And $50 million.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, he's a little bit.
Yeah, he's good for it.
Right.
Yeah, he made a ton of money.
And then there's the weird stuff about sending a note, "I'm sorry," to the parents of.
Sure.
And
he sent nude pictures of his wife to Roger Stone. and here's the thing. Stone didn't ask for them.
I missed that one.
Yes, that was on the cell phone as well. Him, Alex Jones, sending pictures of his own wife to Roger Stone uninitiated. Like, Roger, they didn't discuss it. It wasn't, "Hey, check this out." It wasn't, "Hey, do you got any pictures of your wife?" It was just uninitiated. What in the hell is that?
I just don't understand the whole mindset. Madison Caulfield with, you know, this, all the stuff that the cocaine and hookers deal parties with Republican, you know, senators and congressmen.
Right.
Come out. It's going to be fun. You know, I. Well, that cost him, but.
Yeah, I don't know. So much stuff that's happening is like, it feels like it's, you know, 20 minutes before the bar closes. A lot of this stuff. Like, well, how is everything falling apart right at this moment?
Happening right now.
It seems like it's really peaking, right? Is it peaking or is this just a moment? Is it always like that? Or
no, it's not always like. In fact, like right now seems. It feels like a Coen Brothers movie, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. No, that's exactly it. Like, totally absurd. Yeah. And
totally absurd, completely bonkers.
And how is 25 storylines all coming together in one moment to produce cataclysm? And that's the question. When this is all over, are we going to be Francis McDormand in the front of the police car? Or are we going to be that lunatic in the back? Or are we going to be or are we going to be the guy that went through the wood chipper? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because this is weird. Tan Sierra.
He's fleeing the interview.
He's fleeing the interview. Okay, be careful, Margie. I mean, what the fuck? But it does seem weird, though, right? I mean, I'm trying to think of some time in the past, like Y2K, was it weird like this? I mean, where you, like, for the fervor of many events, 9/11, did 9/11 get like
even
this?
Further, I've been looking in through history in the last couple of 300 years for a similar period of time when there's so much polarity by so many people. I'm not sure that I find it.
How about the height of World War II?
There's always an element of people believing stuff that isn't quite true.
Right.
But I don't think it's ever been in such so broadly held amongst the population. There's the Civil War, but even that wasn't false stuff so much. Yeah, they want to end slavery. We're going to fight against that. That was mostly the ideological divide, not so much a reality divide. So and then there's the newspaper war in the 1790s. There was a lot of people claiming stuff that wasn't true then on both sides, but I don't think it was near the level of what we got right now.
Right.
So I don't know. We're in a unique place in history.
We're in a weird spot here.
Right? We're in a tight spot.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. It seems very odd. I mean, and just to have so many things culminating, you know, especially the apocalypse thing, like everything at once.
Yeah, right.
You're listening to All You Fascists.
It is to laugh.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't, I mean, oh, the ocean's dying. Oh, okay, all the animals are going to die. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, we have like 3 years to live. Oh, wonderful. I mean, why?
Well, <I don't... laughs> you did bring up a point, though, that maybe, you know, is something to look forward to. Mar-a-Lago might be underwater in a couple of decades.
Well, no, probably maybe not even a couple decades. Right. You know, it's in the process of happening. So, yeah.
Like right now, yeah. I mean, completely.
Yeah, but, completely yeah. submerged. Right. The pictures of New York City, like, you know, in 20 years are pretty disturbing. You know what I mean? That city's going to need to be reorganized.
Well, this mega flood in California that they were talking about.
Right.
Central California is the new Great Lake. Wow. Sacramento, San Joaquin Valley, just inundated.
Wow. Like, right? That could turn into a lake later.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, how many people are we talking about being displaced from that?
Oh, this would be everything, you know, they talk about the California quake.
Right.
That's chicken feed next to this.
Right.
It's the number of the economic blast that would be.
Right. And this could, like, I mean, this could, like, just happen. Like, it could just happen. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're saying a really huge abnormal rainfall could kick it off.
Right. Jesus Christ.
And those are happening all over the world.
Like,
right
you,
now.
Like, you reach some saturation point and then it's just a lake after that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
30 feet deep.
Insane.
Right.
Bass and striper and bluegill along the shore.
Right. New opportunities for capitalists.
And catfish by the drains. And look at this, a 2-star hotel to service the.
Right.
Tilapia
on K Street in Sacramento.
Not a fan of tilapia. Not a fan,
yeah.
Really.
Either.
Are you familiar with Admiral James Byrd at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. The great naval legend. Youngest rear admiral ever in the Navy.
That's right. Yeah. It's been a while since I heard about him, but yes.
You know, he's the guy that he flew over the poles, basically.
Yeah, right.
He was the first one to do that.
Admiral Byrd in the poles.
Admiral Byrd in the poles. I saw an interview with him from 1954.
Right.
On TV. Like, I can't imagine what channel that would have been. Three, maybe? was it channel three? Right.
Was it? There was only three of them available.
We think it was channel three or channel two. And Byrd is talking about what they found in Antarctica. Right?
Okay.
These are direct quotes now from him, right? This is not transcribed. It's not. This is what he said.
Okay.
He said they found enough coal to even just 150 miles inland, 150 miles inland.
In the Antarctic?
Yes. They found enough coal to power the world for many years. They found evidence of a wide variety of minerals, including evidence of uranium.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Oh.
And he said, and this is the other
quote. Did they find enough coal to melt the poles?
Here's the other thing. You want to hear this one? Is even weirder. This quote. He said, "It's strange as it may seem, there exists on Earth a place of land that is undiscovered, that's untraversed, which is larger than the United States."
Right, that's the Antarctic, right?
Okay, but if you look at the globe, it's not that big. See what I'm saying? Like on the globe?
Oh, well, Mercator projection.
Yeah, Mercator projection. Larger than the United States.
But yeah, it is.
So what's up with that coal?
Probably coming.
No, but I'm saying there's a treaty, right, for nobody to fuck with Antarctica. Like 63 countries signed it or something. Like the No Exploration Act, you can't do anything there.
Right. And, I mean, the costs involved in that are prohibitive enough, to be players that would ignore that anyway. So,
right. So there's no need for that even, really.
There's certainly that. But yeah, right.
Right.
There is that, though. There is an agreement.
So why? First of all, why? Secondly, is Bird full of shit about that coal? Because he doesn't seem, honestly, from what I read about the guy, he doesn't seem like a guy that's full of shit, to be honest.
Right, but how would he know? Is this a guess or?
Well, they flew over it, right? So observed from the sky, how would you see coal? If it existed.
Right, and particularly when you got to drill down like a couple of miles of ice, right?
Well, see, that's the rub there. the fuck is he talking about with the uranium? Evidence of uranium.
Yeah, so.
Evidence of a variety of minerals.
So we'd have to see what that is.
Right.
And because, yeah, you're right. He was a pretty rational guy, so.
He seemed like he was on the money for the most part.
Yeah, right?
Right.
And he wouldn't say that lightly.
I mean, even his phrasing, as strange as it may seem, he's acknowledging that it's weird I'm saying this to you, but there's a landmass there larger than the U.S. and it's unexplored. Right.
Yeah. And it certainly is because, 2 miles of ice.
Right. This isn't really going. This isn't going where I thought it would go. which is fine,
Which is fine.
Which is fine. I understand that, you like to keep both your feet on the ground. Right?
That doesn't seem to be what's been going on lately, though.
Yeah. Yeah. How is that going, by the way, with the microdosing?
I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I'm enjoying the hell out of it right now.
Right. I could tell. Yeah.
I seem especially on it or something.
No, it just seems like you're not gloating about Trump. Here's the thing. You of all people, I mean, you're pretty balls deep in the anti-Trump deal. So.
Well, that's certainly true. But I mean, that gets old after a while, and it really, the more you go after Trump, the more he seems, his numbers go up.
When I heard about the raid and really read about the raid, what was going on and what the gravity of the whole thing, I didn't feel joy. I didn't feel victorious. I didn't feel vindication. I didn't feel any of those things. The only thing
I didn't even feel surprise.
I was not surprised. I agree. I think the only thing I felt was like, okay, now can we move past all of this? That's what I felt like. Can we now close the book on
this?
Well,
apparently not. In fact, it's ratcheted up the divide. The guy attacked the FBI in Cincinnati, got himself killed for his trouble.
Yes, 27-year-old MAGA. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Civil War. 42. So we're talking Civil War. Yeah, but life ended. Well, life ended for him at 27. So I'm just
But yeah, it feels like it. Although it's not geographic this time, it's ideological.
Right.
I mean, gay mayors are having to quit because of death threats. Librarians are going to court to keep certain books in the library.
You saw at the CPAC, they had a big sign up that said, "We are the domestic terrorists."
Yeah, right. They're leaning into it.
Yeah, they're leaning into it. So I think it's too
That's
disor
TPAC anyway.
right, CPAC. Look, they're too TPAC.
T.
Yeah,
It's Trump's party.
like a tea bag. Look, it's a thing. They're leaning into it. I think they're too disorganized to for like a real civil war style civil war. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
right.
and for a coup, much too organized for a coup or anything like that. But domestic terrorism, yes, I
Yes.
think they could do that. I think there's
No
enough of them
question.
that will are willing to trade themselves for it. So
Yeah,
enough to
well,
ruin
so
things.
that's the part where we don't know what's next. Are the fascists going to get stronger? Are the militias going to get stronger? Is that ultra right wing ideology going to get stronger from here? Or because January 6th committee seemed like they were chipping away at it and moving some people away from that ideology, the Trump ideology.
And then the
But
raid.
now I'm not so certain.
Right. You had to do the raid now. If you wait too long, then it becomes more politicized. If you do it too close to the midterms, like the November, October surprise, you know what I mean?
Ah, right.
You
Right, right.
can't do
Comey.
that. You can't do that.
Right.
The timing here is all jacked up on everything.
Well, and Comey was trying not to do that, apparently, when he said he wanted to not rile the right wing base by going ahead and saying, she did some bad stuff, but her emails wasn't one of them. That's the kind of the way he couched the term. And so that really didn't help.
I don't know how you can read that 13 boxes of material came out and still think that that was a shimola. You know what I mean?
And you can't even say butter emails because it's just too old. They don't dare.
I mean, he said 30, Barack Hussein Obama took 33 million documents.
Yeah, Hussein.
Hussein, right. And then, yeah,
He actually had to use that.
it's really, yeah, that's subtle. But then the National Archives said, yes, that's true. We transfer them to the archive holding facility in Chicago. Da, 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 da. It's part of
Right.
the library, above Barack Obama Library. They're here and we watch them. I mean, that's what,
Yeah,
yes.
exactly the what every president has done.
Yes, what you're supposed to do, not take them to your house. Like your
Right.
home. That's right.
Oh, part of his Barack Hussein Obama thing too was, and there was nuclear stuff in there. Word is
Lots,
lots.
lots, lots.
Word is.
Word on the street is lots. And you're just learning this now. I guess the whole time you were president, you didn't know this. It was so important, but now we need to know this, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because they're coming at him for the same thing.
Lots.
Yeah.
Lowest
They're saying about you.
common denominator. I don't get it, Man, what a showman. He's P.T. Barnum. He really is. At the end of it, you know?
Yeah. Right. So the Republican Party used to be law and order and against the evil empire. And now they're Putin lovers and they're attacking the FBI.
Defund the
Trump.
FBI. I saw it.
Trump.
Defund the
Yeah.
FBI.
Yeah. Right. Trump hijacked the Republican Party.
Well, they jumped onto the bandwagon. He didn't. He didn't. He all he did was be pop. Was be talk. Something that could be talked about. You know what I mean? He's a story maker. Like he's absurd. He's
Well, at
but.
this point, I'm talking to rank and file Republicans because that's his base, and that's the only reason that the politicians are going there, that they want to access that base.
And they're trading off of the idea that Democrats are angered by Trump. That they're trading off that idea. Liberals are angered by their love of Trump. That's the currency. It's not anything that the GOP is doing for them. It's not anything Trump's bringing to them. It's the fact in their heart of hearts, they know liberals hate it.
Oh, right.
That's
right.
It. That's the money.
So and yeah. That's the Republican Party. Attack Democrats, attack liberals. What are the other policies? I don't think they have any.
No, there are none. Yeah, there are.
Yeah, I mean, protect the wealth of the 1%, but...
I mean, point to a single piece of substantive legislation. Go ahead. You know what I mean? Well, just one. Just
look
one.
At their rhetoric, what they're for. They're for being against liberals.
That's it. Yeah. Because liberals are evil.
Yeah.
And fighting them is enough of a job. That can be your whole job. Is just fighting the evil scourge of liberalism. I don't know.
So, right. I'm going to trust that enough people eventually. How did Abraham let you can fool some people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but not all the people all the time. So I'm hoping and praying.
It's part of the people, part of the time. A lot of the people, a lot of the time.
Right. We need a new paraphrase here.
Not all of the people, not all of the time. I got you. Okay. Well, you know, look, gas is going. I mean, at some point, you know, the economy's fixed. This is, okay, we're in August, September, October, November. So, you know, midterms could be a bloodbath.
Inflation was flat from June to July.
So, you know, so we still have two.
It's coming down.
We still have two quarters of negative GDP, which is a depression. So there's that.
A recession more properly, but is it? Because there's so many other indicators. The employment is up.
Sure.
There's just so many other indicators that it's not even stagflation, you know? The economy can do some weird things.
Scumflation.
I like that.
rents are completely, we'll talk about this next time, but of course rents continue to go completely out of control.
Right.
San Diego, $3,300 for a one bedroom.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
And unsustainable.
Completely.
When millions of people can't afford their a roof over their heads,
right?
That's a problem for the whole country.
In order to have people in the streets burning everything down, you first got to get everybody in the streets. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So, and now good now step. Modern society step. Has been set up to keep us out of the streets and keep us out of groups and keep us away from each other. Okay. Once you have, once you have everybody homeless. You know what I mean? We're all going to be out
then
there.
Then you blame the Democrats.
Well, I'm saying, you know, you can't look at Ceausescu. You know what I mean? He had no revolution to worry about. He created his own revolution. Right. He created revolution by creating the people in the revolution. You know, he banned abortion and birth control. And 20 years later, they drug him out of his own castle. So we got to be real careful here. You know, there's a lot of people below the edge and on the edge. So... you know, real relief for them is not going to come in the form of $3 gas. You know, we got to do something for the working people who are homeless and cannot live in houses. So,
and Joe's got a couple of years to prove his actual credentials on doing just that. He's a union man. He's really working for the working man as hard as he can, and he's getting stuff done.
Well, this infrastructure bill, this type of spending bill, it can have a massive positive effect in terms of economic activity, certainly. But I think it's going to take more. I think we have more of a shortfall than that. So I think there's more to be done. So I hope this administration isn't finished helping us.
Right, but no indication that it is finished.
And I hope we don't have a civil war. So that's my honest hope is, that's always kind of like burn it down kind of feeling, but I'm like, you know, let's maybe we can fix it without burning it down. Exactly. You know?
Right, because burning it down is kind of scary.
It's scary as shit. I mean, I am not a hero. Do you know what I mean?
I have never been more uncertain of the future than today.
Right. Which, of course, has us gravitating towards drugs and alcohol. So, you're listening, or you have been listening to All You Fascists.
We're going for a good morning.
We're going for a good morning. Good morning. If you're listening to the show on something other than Spotify, can you do not do that? It would be really, really helpful if you all took the time to find us on Spotify and listen to us on. Does that make sense? Is it inappropriate for me to say that?
I don't know why you would say that.
I'm saying it because I. I'm not going to get into why I'm saying when I,
okay, we'll talk about Spotify next time.
We're not going to talk about Spotify at all. I'm just saying if you're listening to the show on something other than Spotify, why not check it out on Spotify and see how that sounds? So, does that make sense?
I don't know. I only listen to it on Anchor.
I understand that, but nobody knows what that is. That's the problem.
And it is it's not 50%, but it's 40%, I think, that listen to us on Spotify.
Okay, so I like to get those are rookie numbers. I like to get those numbers up. No, but honestly, however you enjoy the show, thank you for enjoying the show. James, thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you to the listeners. This has been All You Fascists on Spotify.